Well, I'd like to say again, before I get started with my time, as Pat said, that we are proud that you're here this evening. And we thank the Lord. What was that last verse you read, Pat? 13 and 2 of Zechariah?
That
was the last one I heard. Okay. Now, I'll start my part now. I'd like to read this proposition Brother Paul read it on the start. The Word of God teaches that the miraculous gifts of the Spirit as recorded in 1 Corinthians, etc., have ceased. He never was in 1 Corinthians. Of course, he'll use etc. Say that covers it all. Well, if you say the gifts, etc., you cover everything that is a gift. They've all ceased. Then you've done away with Jesus. Here's a gift. Right? And he said, of course, I tried to keep up with him as much as I could. I couldn't make much sense out of some of it. But I'll try to follow him as best I can with what I got here to go by. I may have left that paper. We're just so proud everybody's come out to be with us. Now, he finished up on this verse, and it shall come to pass in that day, saith the Lord of hosts, that I will cut off the names of the idols out of the land, and they shall no more be remembered, and also I will cause the prophets and the unclean spirit to pass out of the land. Well, there again, you do with Jesus Christ. He is a prophet. If you take that verse the way he put it, you do away with Jesus Christ. Was he a prophet? They said he was in Luke, the 24th chapter. A prophet mighty indeed. Luke 16 and 16, the law and the prophets were unto John. They're still in it. 1 Corinthians 12:28, God has set some in the church, first apostles, secondarily prophets. God put them in the church. There's no man can show where they're ever taken out. I know that what God doeth, it shall be forever. If you will, please be quiet with the amen, and let's have reverence to both sides. God has set some in the church, first apostles, secondarily prophets. That's number two on the list. He set them in the church. God has set some in the church, first apostles, secondarily prophets, thirdly teachers, after that miracles, then gifts. Pat says they're done away with. God set them in the church. I know that what God doeth, it shall be forever. Nothing can be put to it, nor anything taken from it. He set them in the church. The book says he did. So we try to follow as best we can. And he talks about me agreeing that tongues and things is going to fail. I don't agree to that. I'll read you the verse he read. 1 Corinthians chapter 13 and verse 8. If my memory serves, I don't believe he read the first part of this. He may have. If he did, I didn't hear him. But I'll read the first part of that verse. Charity never faileth, but whether there be prophecies, they shall fail. Whether there be tongues, they shall cease. Whether there be knowledge, it shall vanish away. You can take two verses to end this debate tonight if he would accept it. It's the verse he read in the 10th verse. But when that which is perfect is come, then that which is in part shall be done away. He spent an awful lot of time on the part, trying to explain what a part is. We all know what a part is. But it wasn't the perfect that was to be done away. It was the in part that was to be done away. Now this discussion tonight is these gifts in 1 Corinthians, the 12th chapter. Are they still in the church, or have they ceased as he says they have? Were they gifts? That's what the debate is about, gifts. James, the first chapter, he said every good and every perfect gift is from above. If God put these gifts in the church, they came from God, didn't they? If God put them in there, they're perfect when they come, wasn't it? Because he said every good and every perfect gift cometh from above. These gifts were perfect, friends, when they come here. The M part is on the human, isn't it? That's exactly where the M part is. He talked like the perfect to me. Of course, as I said, I couldn't hardly keep up with everything. But he talked like to me that the perfect hadn't come yet. The perfect was back there in the apostolic age. James said, "Whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty." Talk about it being the perfect word. What is the word? St. John, the first chapter, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. That was Jesus Christ. Was he perfect? He is the Word, and he'll always be the Word. So I'm trying to do the best I can on these few things that he said. Like I said, that there was so much going on as far as schooling on in part. Well, I know what in part is. And he explained that pretty good in all of them places he read back in Zechariah. Well, I agree with what he's saying about when it talked about Jesus in that day. I know it was talking about his first coming. It couldn't be his last coming because he fulfilled everything that was written about his first coming. Luke, the 24th chapter. I believe I'm right on this. Luke chapter 24 and 44, if I'm not mistaken. But the argument tonight is, are these gifts done away with? Have they ceased? Luke chapter 24 and 44, and he said unto them, "These are the words which I spake unto you while I was yet with you, that all things must be fulfilled which were written in the law of Moses, and in the prophets, and in the Psalms concerning me. Then opened he their understanding that they might understand the Scriptures." What was the Scriptures? He just told you it was the law, the prophets, and the Psalms. Jesus said, "Search the Scriptures." The old Bible. "For in them you think you have eternal life, and they are they that testify me." The New Testament. This Word of God, friends, is going to last forever. What's in it that's for us today is going to last forever. "Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away." Then he talked, you know, so much about the end part. And I'll just read this, Luke 11, 36. I believe I'm correct on this. "If thy whole body therefore be full of light, having no part dark, the whole shall be full of light, as when the bright shining of a candle doth give thee light. But if you'll go up above there, it tells exactly what he's meaning. "No man, when he hath lighted a candle," verse 33, "putteth it in a secret place, neither under a bushel, but on a candlestick, that it may that they which come in may see light. The light of the body is the eye. Therefore, when thine eye is single, thy whole body also is full of light. That's what Pat needs to get. He sees too many different things, things he tries to figure out with the natural head. The carnal mind is not subject to the law of God. When you start trying to figure out this Bible and use Greek terminology and everything, it means this and it means that. 2 Peter 1:19 said, knowing this first, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation. It means just what it says. Take heed, therefore, that the light which is in thee be not darkness. Well, Jesus said, he that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, didn't he? But shall have the light of life. So I'm trying to answer his point as much as I can. But as I said, the part he went back to Zechariah, I agree to that part when he says, if it concerns Jesus, I'll say that. When it speaks in that day, any part of the Old Testament, when it says in that day, when it's speaking Christ, I affirm that it was speaking of Christ His first coming. And the Bible bears that out. So, that what was going to be done away with was the in part, wasn't it? I'll read it again, and we trust you're praying for us. And we want you to consider what we say. And the Lord give thee understanding in all things. But when that which is perfect is come. Well, when did it come? Every good and every perfect gift cometh down from the Father of lights. It's from above and cometh down from the Father of lights, in whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. Now God said He set these things in the church. I'll read it for you. I quoted it a while ago, but maybe reading it for you will help. And it's 1 Corinthians, the 12th chapter, verse 28. And God has set some in the church. God put them in there, friends. Who is the man in this latter day, in this 21st century, now that says this ain't for you and that ain't for you? When God said He put these things in the church, God put them in there. Well, it's a funny thing to me. He sets them in the church in 1 Corinthians, the 12th chapter. Then all of a sudden in 1 Corinthians, the 13th chapter, they're done away with. He put them in the church. Now God has set some in the church. First, apostles. Secondarily, prophets. Thirdly, teachers. After that, miracles. Then, gifts of healings. Gifts of healings, helps, governments, diversities of tongues. God put these things in the church, and I know what God doeth. The prophet said, it shall be forever. Nothing can be put to it, nor nothing taken from it. So I affirm that these gifts in 1 Corinthians, the 12th chapter, are in effect today. And the impart has always been on the human. Those gifts were perfect when God put them in the church. You wouldn't think God done something imperfect when He set them in the church, would you? Well, when that which is perfect is come, then that which is in part. It don't matter how many parts it is. If it's in part, when the perfect come, it was to be done away with. Well, if God put these gifts in the church as He said He did, every good and every perfect gift is from above. I'll just read it. James 1 and 17. Every good and every perfect gift is from above, and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. Now, I read where God set these gifts in the church. I want Him to get up here and read me where He turned and took them out of the church. With God, there is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. He put them in there. So when did He change His mind and say, I've made a mistake, I'm going to take them gifts out? Those people down in the 21st century, they don't need these things. It doesn't make good common sense, friends. God set them in there, and I know what God doeth, it shall be forever. Every good and every perfect gift is from above. If they come from God, they were perfect. Those gifts in 1 Corinthians, the 12th chapter, and the 4th verse, now there are diversities of gifts. There are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. And there are differences of administrations, but the same Lord. And there are diversities of operations, but it is the same God which worketh all in all. He didn't say they had ceased. He said it worketh all in all. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit withal. For to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge by the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another gifts of healing by the same Spirit, to another the working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another discerning of spirits, to another divers kinds of tongues, to another the interpretation of tongues. But all these worketh, he says they've ended. He'll say that, he'll have to, according to his argument tonight, he'll have to say they've ended, but the book said all these worketh, that one and the selfsame Spirit divide into every man severally as he will. How much time? 4 minutes. So God set these things in the church. And He said He did. And I'll read it again, 1 Corinthians chapter 12 and verse 28. Now I've shown you where those gifts were perfect if they come from God. God set them in there and they're perfect. And if they are perfect, they have to remain. Proverbs 2:21, for the upright shall dwell in the land, and the perfect shall remain in it. They had that perfect law back in the apostles' day, brothers. We've got it here tonight. There is no other everlasting gospel. We have that everlasting gospel. And it's the inspired Word of God. And this man, Apostle Paul, he's the one who said God set these things in the church. And God has set some in the church, first apostles, secondarily prophets, thirdly teachers, after that miracles, then gifts of healings, helps, governments, diversities of tongues. Now his job, regardless of where he goes, regardless of what dictionary he pulls out, his job is to read you people this verse where the Bible says these gifts are done away with. And when he reads that, I'll quit preaching. I'll give him the debate and I'll go home. And all you people I've known in life, I'll never see you again if he can read me where God ever took these gifts out. That's all I'm asking for. You can get rid of me in a hurry. Just read the verse where he said, I turned after I set them in the church. I'm changing my mind. Now I'm taking them out. If they come from God, they're perfect. Every good and every perfect gift is from above and cometh down from the Father of lights. Now he read there, where there be prophecies, they shall fail. Where there be tongues, they shall cease. Whether there be knowledge, it shall vanish away. Well, if it was even like he was preaching, that's just three gifts done away with. Prophecy, tongues, and knowledge. But it wasn't doing away with them the way he thinks it is. The first part of that verse said, charity never faileth. That's what Paul was trying to get on these people's minds. Yeah, if you prophesy without charity, it's going to fail. If you speak in tongues without charity, they're going to cease. Where there be knowledge, it shall vanish away. But if you get charity with all of these things, they can't fail because charity never faileth. It never fails. That's Paul's whole theme in these chapters. It's for the church to do what they done with charity. If it was charity, then it either had to be God or the devil, didn't it? God set these things in the church. God has set some in the church. First, apostles. Secondarily, prophets. Thirdly, teachers. After that, miracles. Then gifts of healings, helps, governments, diversities of tongues. Are all apostles? Are all prophets? Are all teachers? Are all workers of miracles? Have all the gifts of healings? Do all speak with tongues? Do all interpret? But covet earnestly the best gifts. The things. Thank you for your time.